Welcome to The Shift, a program dedicated to living a healthier life. Now, here is your host, Dr. Annette Hazzalone.
Good morning, and thank you for joining me for The Shift today. Oh, haven't you just been loving this no snow weather? Yeah, well, I was watching the news. It says it's going to be some snow in the near future, and I'm hoping that we won't get deluged like we did last year. That was rather backbreaking, to say the very least. Did you know you only burn about 400 calories by shoveling your driveway? You'd think it'd be more. Well, that's what I found out, and I was kind of disappointed about that, because I've been working really hard on getting physically fit. And I thought, well, if it snowed, I'd go out there and shovel the walkway, but you get more out of doing yoga. What do you know? Anyway, I want to thank all the listeners for tuning in today. And I want to remind you that Elemental Research Incorporated is the sponsor of this show. And by purchasing their products and using them, not only will you have better health, but you will also be supporting The Shift. And their number is 800-314-2884, 800-314-2884. And you can find them online at www.elementalresearchinc.com, www.elementalresearchinc.com. And Elemental Research is thinking about putting up a retail sales page where you can go ahead and actually shop from the manufacturer. So if you have any feedback, please go to drannette.com and write me an email. Let me know if you'd like to see that happen, or if you just like to have all of those products provided on drannette.com. Well, we're going to be talking about this new healthcare reform act a little bit. I'm still wading through all of the huge piles of paperwork. And what's nice is they have a bunch of the PDF files online. So what I did was some of the text of the HR 3590 and the 3962, the House bills, are in PDF form with the link right there on drannette.com. Remember to spell it out all out, drannette.com. And you can read the text for yourself. Well, you know, we're watching the collapse of our nation, in my opinion. It's the last days, much like the Roman Empire. Now, the closer that any empire gets towards collapse, the more insane the legislation becomes. There's a sheer desperation that drives the legislators to act outrageously with ill-conceived laws that would normally have never been considered, such as the Health Care Reform Act. Yeah, the nature of these last desperate gasps of a crumbling empire is looting its own citizens as a last-ditch effort to keep itself afloat. Well, if you look at history, every collapsing empire does the same thing, looting the citizens, and it's one of the more important signs of the collapse, and that is imminent. It's happened repeatedly, so it's not just me talking out of the side of my face. It's actually historical fact. And, you know, it involves looting the treasury and abandonment or hyperinflation of the currency. Like, oh, let me see. Taking and printing a bunch of monopoly-type money that has absolutely no value and devaluing our money. Mm-hmm. There's punitive taxation of the population or mandates requiring people to part with their money. It's not anything new. This has happened before. So if we look at the big picture, what we're seeing right now in the U.S. is the health care reform bill isn't just an aberration. It's one milestone in the accelerating decline of our country. And we've forgotten what true freedom really means. Now, you can listen and mark my words after the collapse, historians will look back and they'll recognize that it was disease and the broken healthcare system That was the final straw that broke the camel's back, or the nation's back. Now, any nation that keeps its population diseased and bankrupt can hope to have any real future. There's no nation that can do that. And if you look at what's going on in America right now, diseased people, bankrupt people, it's everywhere. It's rampant. And they want to keep taking away more and more of your freedoms and get more and more of your hard-earned dollars. Geez, wasn't that why we decided that we were going to leave England in the first place for the Anglo-Saxon descendants? Oh, yeah, we're going to go find a new country because we're tired of taxation without representation and oppression. Well, the nation has made a decision to outlaw healing, to outlaw natural medicine, and to pursue corrupt, broken system of health care or sick care that offers us no hope for the future. Well, it's a fateful decision for a nation that will one day serve as an important history lesson. And the title of the lesson will be How America Destroyed Itself with Debt and Disease While Keeping Its Powerful Corporations Filthy Rich, like the pharmaceutical companies. Well, in the end, everybody loses, including the big filthy rich corporations, unless, of course, you belong to the Bilderberg Group. There can be no abundance, no health, no wealth, and no hope for any nation in the long term, unless it finds a way to keep the people healthy. So we're destined to repeat history, because what happens is if you don't learn from history, you're destined to repeat it. Yeah, that's right. So, you know, let's take a look at these health care bills. Now, I'm not going to go into a lot of detail because I'm still reading the piles, literally. I mean, thousands of pages of this stuff that's out there. But what's interesting is there are two separate ones. There is the H.R. 3570, and that's the Patient Protection and Affordable Health Care Act. And then there's also the H.R. 3962, which is the Affordable Health Care for America Act. Now, what's interesting is they keep telling us that it's going to save us money and bring us out of a deficit, but it's going to cost us trillions of dollars. Now, I don't know about you, but if I do mathematics and I say, okay, well, it's going to cost this, how on earth is it saving us money if we're having to spend money? That's kind of like the crazy spouse that goes out there and has $50 in the pocket for groceries and says, well, oh, there's a sale on diamonds. There's two diamonds right there that are flawed and they're broken. But we're going to buy those two diamonds for $50 because it's such a deal. Well, it takes money from one place and puts it in another place that doesn't work. And so you go hungry. I've heard of that happening a lot of times. So if we take a look at it, there's a comparison that's on Medscape Medical News, and it's talking about what is at stake for the physicians who are out there. You know, and you can't blame the doctors because, you know, what happens is you got these young people that go to college and they have this desire to be a healer. So they go to the medical schools and are taught pharmaceutical medicine because the pharmacies are the ones that fund and own the schools. And so what happens is they've got all this RICO action and all these frivolous lawsuits out there that's driven up insurance rates for the doctors to be able to practice, not the health care insurance, but all the liability insurance for the doctors. So it drives the health care prices up, and consequently, everything is gone completely wacky. Now that the U.S. and Senate have passed separate pieces of health care reform legislation, so beware, ladies and gentlemen, it is not just one, but two. And just in the 3590, there are six different versions of it. Yeah. So talk about having to really, pile through all of that stuff. The Democrats were working behind closed doors to merge the two bills into a single version that can come from both chambers for a final vote in February, in late January, early February. So there's a lot of differences between the two bills, such as abortion, illegal immigrants, and how to finance health care reform, capture the spotlight. And physicians are wondering how they're going to blend that process and how it's going to affect their compensation. One of the biggest pay issues involves Medicaid. Now, they're not making Medicaid. They're trying to build a whole new system instead of fixing the ones that we already have. Let's take a look at the two. There are some characteristics. Okay, the H.R. 3590, the Patient Protection and Affordable Health Care, Affordable Care Act, is going to cost gross $871 billion. The H.R. 3962, the Affordable Health Care for America Act, is going to cost $1.05 trillion. Mm-hmm. There's net cost for a Senate bill reflects revenue from tax on high premium insurance plans and net savings from other sources. That's what they say. The net cost for the House bill reflects revenue from penalties paid by businesses and individuals. So that's that taxing thing going on. Mm-hmm. The penalizing you with taxes. What the heck? Anyway. So there's a lot going on with this Health Care Reform Act, and it's going to destroy our nation. It's part of the symptoms of the destruction of our nation. We've been watching it die for quite some time now, and it's very sad. They say that it's going to reduce the deficit. That it's what? It's going to cost $1.5 trillion and $871 billion, and it's going to reduce the deficit? No, I don't think so. Well, it looks like we're coming up on that break. And when we come back from the break, we're going to take a look at more on the health care reform acts that have been passed without us having any say in it at all. And how they're telling us that it's not going to cost us anything, but it is going to cost us trillions of dollars. And they say it's going to save us billions. Wait a minute. Isn't a trillion more than a billion? All right. Well, after this word from our sponsor, we'll be right back.
You've heard Dr. Annette talk about Elemental Research liquid minerals on her radio program. Well, now Dr. Annette, Elemental Research, and Metagenics have teamed up to offer you health packs to address specific health concerns and give you a free bonus valued at $55. Where can you find this great offer? On Dr. Annette's website, drannette.com. Five different health packs are available. For example, the Blood Sugar Support Pack, which contains Metagenics Wellness Essentials Blood Sugar Support for healthy blood sugar and total body nutrition, and Elemental Research's Morning Basics, Evening Basics, Calcium Magnesium, 32-ounce VCZ, and 16-ounce Chromium, all for just $183.95. Plus the exciting free bonus, Elemental Research Silver, Zinc, Silver Zinc Throat Spray, Silver Zinc Nasal Spray, and Silver Hydrogen Peroxide Spray. All five items of $55 value, absolutely free. Plus free shipping. This is a limited time offer. So visit drannette.com today. That's D-O-C-T-O-R, Annette.com.
All right, we're back from the break. And before the break, we were talking about the comparison of these two separate bills. There's a House bill and a Senate bill. The House bill is the 3962, and the Senate bill is the 3590. And if you were listening before the break, you heard that it's going to cost us a gross of $871 billion for the Senate bill, 3590, and $1.5 trillion gross at the House bill 3962. Okay, well, so they're telling us this is what it's going to cost us. That is a lot of money. A lot of money. Where's it coming from? Penalties paid by businesses and individuals, and all kinds of fines and fees, which are other words for taxes. Now, they also say that that's going to reduce the deficit over the course of 10 years. Now, bear in mind that it's 871 billion for 3590, 1.5 trillion for 3962. But the deficit reduction for the 3590, which is the Senate bill, is 132 billion. 132 billion. So, roughly, because I really don't like math very much, but roughly, it's going to cost us over we're going to be losing over $700 billion. Because if it costs, the Senate bill costs us 3590, if it costs us 871 billion, and it reduces the deficit over the next 10 years by 132 billion, that's 700 and some odd billion dollars that is above and beyond the savings. We're still having to pay that out. But check this one out. The House bill, the 3962, which is the one that is going to cost us the gross of $1.05 trillion, is going to save us over the next 10 years, reduce the deficit by $138 billion. What? Obama said he was not going to sign any legislation that added to the federal deficit. Well, I don't care how you do it. The math still says that if you're going to spend a $1.5 trillion and then cut back on the deficit by $138 billion, that's over $900 billion that is raised on the deficit. How do they figure that? I don't get it. How about you? What do you think? Okay, so how are they going to finance it? Well, the 3590, which is the Senate bill, Patient Protection Act and Affordable Health Care, largest source of new revenue, $149 billion, comes from an excise tax on high-cost insurance plans. The bill also imposes annual fees on pharmaceutical companies, medical device makers, and health insurers. Oh, so it's going to destroy the mom and pop OBGYN general practitioners, you know. Pharmaceutical companies, they don't care. They make trillions of dollars every year. They don't care. Okay, so here's the House Bill 3962, their source of new revenue, which is $461 billion, comes from a 5.4% surcharge on families with incomes above $1 million and individuals with incomes above $500,000. And it also imposes 2.5% tax on medical devices. Okay, so if you need a medical device, I may be totally all wet on this one, but if you need, an oxygen tank or some kind of medical device that to help you, it's going to have a tax of 2.5% on it. Wow. Okay. The labor unions are opposing the tax on high-cost insurance plans is all that we know. Yeah. Okay, so still comparing these two bills, the 3590, savings from Medicare and Medicaid is $438 billion, and the savings from the 3962 is $426 billion. Now, how do you suppose they're going to save money by spending money? Interesting. Well, what's interesting to me is that what's going to happen is what happened in Europe, what happened in Canada, is you won't be able to get in to see a doctor. That's right. It doesn't matter. You have to wait your turn and be equal in your turn in the socialistic, you know, concept. And the only way that you get bumped up in that list is if you have private health insurance. And if you have private health insurance, you're going to get taxed for that. That's right. So they also have this thing that's really annoying. is that if you are a high-risk patient and you have a mortality rate that is beyond certain percentage, you get knocked down in the list, not up. Yeah, and if you're elderly, forget it. They send somebody over to your place to help you understand how to die. Now, hospice was designed to help people who are terminal, to help them through that transition and help their families. They were not designed to go out to the families and explain to the elderly that, well, you have polycythemia vera, you are 75 years old, so your mortality is imminent, and so we want to start work talking to you about dying. How wonderful is that? Okay. Now, there's also some comparisons here, as 3590 is the percentage of non-elderly legal residents covered by 2019 will be 94%. Mm-hmm. And those same people would be 96% covered in the 3962. But how good is coverage if you can't get in to see a doctor? That's the big question. And most people are not taking that into consideration at all. Now, a couple years ago, I had a friend of mine from Ireland come on the show and talk about socialized healthcare and what it's like in Ireland. And his wife has a heart condition. And they had to wait in line until it was their turn, no matter if the heart condition was worsening or not. They had to get private healthcare in order, private health insurance, in order for them to get bumped up and get seen by a doctor. And to me, that's repugnant. The whole idea is repugnant to me because, I was always raised with the concept that we were founded on a Judeo-Christian moral standards, and that we were set up as a republic, not a socialistic regime. And well, anyway, so it goes on. What happens is people are sticking their head in the sand and they really aren't paying attention to what's going on. The indoctrination of our youth is taking its toll, thinking that everyone is entitled to something instead of going out and working your bum off and actually creating something for yourself. You know, capitalism. Yeah. Okay. It says that in the HR 3590, there's going to be a decrease in number of uninsured people by 2019 of 31 million and a decrease for the HR 3962 by 36 million. There is going to be a number of uninsured people remaining. Now, check this one out. They say that the percentage is high. There's going to be a people 94%, 64% is going to be covered. But there's also a projection here that 23 million people are going to remain uninsured in 2019 under 3590 and 18 million under 3962. Well, to me, it sounds like a bunch of balderdash. It is a bunch of legalese and speakies that is designed to confuse you because neither one of them are able to prove that it's not going to increase the deficit, increase the burden on the American workers' back. They say, oh, it's only going to be the rich people that are taxed, you know, and they keep saying that, but every time that they say that, I see Joe Blow over there who's working for, you know, just minimum wage or slightly above, having the IRS breathing down their throat, taking all of their taxes. And the worst thing is to be a single individual, male or female, in the United States and working hard to make a living because those are the ones that really get banged. If you're an S corporation or a corporation, you don't pay taxes. Guess who pays taxes? The members, the people who get the distributions of the profits at the end of the year, not the corporations. So when they say, oh, big business is going to be taxed, baloney. I don't believe it. Because S corporations and corporate C corps, they don't pay taxes, ladies and gentlemen. They disperse the money to the members who they are the ones that pay taxes, and there's all kinds of wonderful cushions and tax breaks for them. It's the regular guy out on the street, you and I, the ones that get the brunt of the taxes and the burdens. They're pilfering from our coffers. They're looting the citizens of this great country because we're watching an imminent demise of the great republic of the United States of America. Unless we, the people, decide to stand up and do something about it. Now, I've been hearing about these tea parties out there, and I put out some feelers for that, but I haven't heard anything back. So if any of you out there have heard about the tea parties that are going on, where we're doing some kind of fight against all of this socialism, please let me know. You can either reach me through drannette.com, that's www.drannette.com, and send me an email through there, or call and leave me a message at 800-314-2884. That's 800-314-2884. I would love to hear from you, and I'd also love it if you'd send me some more information, because this is as one big old octopus, and I'm going to cover more of this next week, so you'll want to remember to stay tuned, because we're going to go into the summaries of what they're talking about with these, the shared responsibilities, controlling healthcare costs, which means in the end it controls you. And what is it going to do to employers? What will it do? So you'll want to stay tuned. I want to hear from you, the listener. Please participate in the show. I'd love to hear it. And I'll bring you more information next week. Until I talk to you, have a healthy and happy weekend, and may God bless.
You've heard Dr. Annette talk about Elemental Research liquid minerals on her radio program. Well, now Dr. Annette, Elemental Research, and Metagenics have teamed up to offer you health packs to address specific health concerns and give you a free bonus valued at $55. Where can you find this great offer? On Dr. Annette's website, drannette.com. 5 different health packs are available. For example, for general wellness, the Wellness Essentials Pack, which contains a 1-month supply of Metagenics Wellness Essentials Daily Nutritional Support, and Elemental Research's Morning Basics, Evening Basics, Calcium Magnesium, BCZ, and Silver, all for just $169.95. Plus the exciting free bonus, Elemental Research Silver, Zinc, Silver Zinc Throat Spray, Silver Zinc Nasal Spray, and Silver Hydrogen Peroxide Spray. All 5 items of $55 value, absolutely free. Plus free shipping. This is a limited time offer. So visit drannette.com today. That's drannette.com.
Elemental Research sponsors The Shift each week at this time with Dr. Annette Hazzalone. Tune in for a further discussion of living a healthier life again next weekend at the same time on KTW. Your announcer is Ron Harris. This is LBS, the Liberty Broadcasting System.